Working until all the hostages come home and a ceasefire is reached. That is essential.
The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem with more on possible talks to get the rest of them home.
The IDF chief spokesperson, who was saying that he believed that a deal was still the best way to get a large number of hostages out, but a deal doesn't look to be in the offing at the moment. I mean, we've got these ceasefire talks ongoing, but they don't seem to be going anywhere, taking place in Cairo at the moment.
A U.S. official tells CBS News the U.S. provided intelligence support for the raid, which also killed nearly 100 Palestinians. Hamas claims the number was twice as much. The sizzling summer-like heat has come much earlier than usual this year. Texas A&M atmospheric science professor Andrew Dressler says human-induced climate change will only make it worse.
In 10 or 20 years, people are going to look back on this and they're going to say, I can't believe how cool it was. I wish it were that cool again, because the warming from climate change is just inexorable. As long as we're dumping carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, it's going to keep getting warmer. And so it's just going to be this on steroids in the future.
Retired astronaut Bill Anders is being remembered as an American hero and then some. The man who was part of the first crew to circle the moon has died after crashing a small plane off the coast of Washington State. Anders flew aboard Apollo 8 with Frank Borman and Jim Lovell on Christmas Eve 1968. And he and Lovell told us the story of that iconic Earthrise picture he shot.
The first Earthrise picture was taken by Frank Borman, but that was a black and white picture. And the picture that was commemorated on the stamp and has been the picture of popularity was one I took. I had to fight the camera from Lovell.
I concur.
Bill Anders was 90. The people who deliver your takeout food are being called out for putting others in danger. We get more of that from CBS's Stacy Lynn.
Food delivery drivers are out on scooters, motorcycles, and mopeds, running red lights and driving on sidewalks, posing a danger to pedestrians. This week, Boston sent a letter to several food delivery companies warning of a crackdown. In New York City, officials have confiscated about 13,000 unregistered delivery bikes. And in Washington, D.C., officials launched a program to enforce speed limits for motorized two-wheeled delivery vehicles.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Verizon, now everyone can get our best phone deals.
Even if I'm new?
Even if you're new.
What if I've been with Verizon forever?
Oh, yeah. You see, new and existing customers get the amazing iPhone 15 with tons of storage on us. With any iPhone trade, any model, any condition. Guaranteed with Unlimited Ultimate.
Here's one. What if?
That's a yes. There's a deal out there for everyone. Only at Verizon. $829.99, 128GB only device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan. Minimum $90 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in terms apply.
Hi, we're Comparing Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent 3 times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com.
If you're looking for affordable term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
He saw the future 75 years ago.
George Orwell's 1984 emerged right after World War II, a dystopian and cautionary tale of totalitarianism.
In 1949, George Orwell had a vision of the future.
A major film was released in 1984, bringing the nightmare to the big screen.
This is news of the gravest national consequence concerning the war with Eurasia.
The book has been critically acclaimed, banned in some places, and it's estimated more than 30 million copies have been sold worldwide. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Home Alone home is for sale. More than $5 million. 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, more than 9,000 square feet in Winnetka, Illinois. It's long since been repaired after young Kevin McAllister defeated the Wet Bandits in the movie. If the buyer wants to watch Home Alone there, the house also has a big home theater. Peter King, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of sprinkles, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high near 70. For tonight, becoming clear with a low around 56. Sunny mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine with a high near 65. 68 Tuesday and back to the low 70s by Wednesday. Right now, it's 62.
Bobby lives in a very bad part of town.
good pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
You know, the Miracles said they actually like Johnny Rivers' version of this song a whole lot better than their own. I'll tell you what, now that's a compliment for sure. Trent Johnson at WRJN, Racine's Weekend Soundtrack.
Tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my
good.
I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
On 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20 just west of Green Bay Road.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience? No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores. stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Doug Paul Unlimited and the Soulful Strut, and I'll tell you what, every time I hear this song, just makes me want to get up and dance like I got ants in my pants. Devil with a blue dress on. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Hey, hey, all right. Jump up. Get it. Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress. Finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Piece of grass walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in the snow. You don't care, I know. There's your highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air. In the air.
nights are stronger than moonshine.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolby created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.